You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. All right, welcome back.
Hello, thank
Hello.
You.
How are you?
I am okay. I'm going okay, yeah.
Okay.
Great day today, sunshiny.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that you're looking on the positive side
right
now, because about an hour ago it was looking pretty grim.
Yeah, I woke up feeling a bit flat this morning, but you know what? Picked myself up, tidied the house, chucked out the rug. Yep. Not the story.
Okay.
But I've done some furniture moving. I have...
Where is the rug?
Rolled up and chucked in the spare room.
Cool.
And then listened to some show tunes, got ready, put on a cute outfit, and here I am.
When you say show tunes, what do you mean by that?
Musicals. Broadway songs.
Far out. It's a weird pump-up vibe, but you know, whatever is going to get you there. I don't care.
Honestly.
Because I've got a big day ahead and I need you in a good mood.
And it does, yeah.
Okay, well, glad to have you back. Glad to see that your mood is on the up.
Thanks. What about you?
I'm quite good, actually. I don't have much to really report on. I guess if I'm looking like mentally, like on a personal level, I'd be renewed. But if I was on a show, we may as well slide into that.
Let's go straight into that.
Yeah, I'll kick us off. If I was renewed or axed, I'd be renewed in a personal sense. I just feel like I wouldn't have been axed, just would have been not my episode. I would have not been doing much.
I feel like that's been you for the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, I've been coasting.
You're on your way to being axed.
Yeah. It's something big has to happen for me to, I guess, be renewed for next season.
Let's just say that.
I feel like I'm Dorit, but like last season, just coasting.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
What about you? Fair. Renewed or axed?
I want you to tell me, because I don't know. And I'll give you a little recap of my week.
Okay.
First of all, saw Wicked on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think? I've heard mostly positive reviews, but someone said that they fucking hated it.
I fucking loved it. It was good. Yeah. Ariana's voice. Mm. They all sang live as well. Like, she is just... Oh, my God. It was amazing. And can I just say... I actually think you disagree with this, because I think we've spoken about this before, but you gays are so lucky to have Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard you say that before.
No, I swear you said you don't rate Jonathan Bailey.
Nah, I reckon I do.
He was on the red carpet once, and he was wearing the white suit, and I was like, I think it was the Met Gala, and you were like, meh.
Oh, I think when men go a little bit extra at the Met Gala, I'm a bit off him, but if it is who I'm thinking of, get up a photo. I haven't watched that either.
Okay.
But let me just quickly get it up.
So he's obviously in that, and he plays Fiero, and he's just amazing. He's so handsome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's very handsome. I think that's the word to say.
And it's so funny, because he's like someone that obviously all of us, you know, straight gals just... dream it for, but...
Well, too fucking bad.
Exactly. He's one of you.
Wrong
he's
part team.
He's part of the LGBTQ...
Yeah, you can have...
A-plus community.
We'll be here all day.
What else is there? Anyway, so Wicked on Sunday, that was fabulous. Lots crying at work again this week. I think in that sense, I think the audience is sick of seeing me cry at work.
Yeah,
they'd be like, oh, fucking hell, girl.
She's crying. The waterworks are on again.
Exactly. So that's a down.
Yeah.
Got my new driver's license in the mail though. That's an up, because my picture is slay.
Good.
I have not stopped talking to you about it.
Yeah.
I literally open my SA Gov app and stare at the photo, because I think it's so good.
Okay. Well, if you ever feel like you're on a decline today, can you just open that back up again, please?
Yeah. Like, how vain is that? But whatever. I had to get a new license photo because I needed to update the 10-year one. And I went all out for it. I was like, I pulled my fucking hair back to the tightest slick back. And I look snatched.
Bald.
No, my bun is showing and I'm snatched. Mm-hmm. I put way too much makeup on. I looked like so... I had stares in the... What's it called? Service SA. People were staring at me. But you know what?
Okay, yeah.
Give a fuck, because now look at my license photo for the next 10 years, and eventually down the track, when my kids are like fucking 8 years old, they'll look at my photo still, because I'll still have that photo, and they go, wow, mum looks so good in that.
Fantastic.
Anyway, that's my one more.
Sure.
I spent $70 on Uber Eats last night on one meal. And
what was...
I always mix barbecue on the lake, but $70. And then they fucked my order up. So, I don't know. I was very up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down this week. So, you tell me. I have a funny feeling I am axed.
So, the way how I see it is a theatre girl who's been crying all week but has gotten a killer license photo and has wasted a lot of money on Uber Eats. Would I watch that?
Yeah.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. I'd watch a theatre girl cry.
Oh. Don't have to pay me to watch that.
Yeah, yeah. I would I'd tune in.
Okay. Yeah. Love it.
Cool.
Tune in for the show tunes.
Great. I don't know, like I'll obviously go see it, but I will probably see it when it really dies down because people have been singing in it and I can't.
No,
do the singing.
Nah, they didn't.
Okay.
They didn't. I think that's more like in America and stuff.
Oh, okay.
No one's
been
singing in the Australian ones.
It's not like the Taylor Swift Eras tour where everyone's singing
when they were,
and getting
dancing
up
in the circle at the start. No.
Right. Well, I don't have much to really update you on in my week. So should we just get straight into recapping the two eps?
Yeah.
Let's start off with Beverly Hills.
Okay.
So my highlight for this out of the whole episode, I think, was Kathy.
Oh, easy.
Like, it's actually so good to see her back in the show, even if she's playing a character like this dumb ditzy.
She's really playing on that now, isn't she?
Yeah,
I love it.
And I really don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like the only really interesting thing about Beverly Hills right now.
Agreed.
I also think, like, her rocking up with her brand manager to all of the houses, delivering the suitcases.
The suitcases. And you know what's so funny is that for Kathy Hilton, who is such a mega, mega rich lady, the suitcases looked like something that I could put together.
Yeah.
And it was like something
that
was
from
made
Strand
of
Bags.
Canva. Yeah, literally. And like the little invitation in there looked
that was made
shocking
from Canva. I thought so as well. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do
like,
we just print
this?
Print this out at home?
Literally. So funny though. But do you know what? Kind of a fan of the lampshade hats. I feel like I could rock that.
Okay. It would go with this outfit
it
today.
It would go with the outfit.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could pull off that.
Yeah, I reckon.
Watch. I would do that and everyone would be wearing them after that.
Oh, okay. Trendsetter. Sure. I thought it was so funny.
I'm myself this episode, aren't I?
You really are. Well, I'd rather this than a sad sack. So I'll take it.
Just play into it.
Yeah. When she rocked up to Bose's house, do you notice that Bose didn't ask her to take her shoes off?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, because Bose is terrified. Yeah. Everyone's terrified of Kathy.
Don't say a word.
Oh, imagine what Kathy would do. Kathy wouldn't even do it. If someone asked her to take her shoes off, she'd pretend she didn't hear it. She'd walk straight in.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And she probably isn't wearing heels anyway. She'd get too uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She then went to Kyle's house. And that was frantic.
Goes in there and chills on the couch
as
well.
Her sitting down, she had that light-up ring. That huge toy light-up ring.
Yeah.
She's just so unhinged.
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Which brings me, so while we're on Kyle, Mo comes over.
Yeah.
See, this is where I think it's not real.
It's a PR thing. Do you know what? I didn't agree and I know what you mean watching this episode.
Yes.
Because it does feel very much like that in this episode.
He's only signed a 6-month lease for this new place that he's in. Yes, he's bought furniture, but they're mega rich.
Exactly.
What does that mean? Like, they're not going to worry about furniture in an apartment after
a
lease.
And he's not taking his dog or anything with him. Which is like, do you want to take Romeo? He's like, nah.
Like, they're doing that just for space. I also just don't think that, like, their interactions are still quite pleasant.
Yeah.
And I just don't believe that they're fully separated. I think we'll see them back together in, like, the next 12 months.
Mm. I did see going a bit off the episode, but this reminds me, and I think I sent it to you, a video of Mo and PK behind the DJ decks at some fucking beach club. And, oh, my God, my skin.
That's us at the tavern today.
The tavern? At the GG.
The tavern. I can't bring myself to say the GG.
But,
we're at the tub.
But I was like, oh my God, I just felt so ick.
Yeah. It's giving pure middle-aged
crisis.
Mo does look great though.
Yeah,
I will say that. That's probably my other little thing that I was thinking, oh, maybe they are split because, you know, when they have that revenge body, like he does have that revenge body.
Kind of being good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think more so.
He's always been looked after himself. And also the agency is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's getting richer and richer and richer.
Sure.
And taking care of himself more and more.
Yeah, okay, well. So they're on their way to... Where is it that they're going? I don't know. Have they even left the state? They're 2 hours away from Beverly Hills. I think they didn't even fly. They just caught a sprinter van to wherever they're going for Kathy's holiday. Now, this cast, seeing them all in a sprinter van together, I'm like, this isn't Beverly Hills. Mm. Like, this feels like... It feels like Girls Trip, you know, like Ultimate Girls Trip. It just feels like a big mix of random people that don't really gel.
Yeah.
You've got Bose, who hasn't really kind of latched onto anyone yet, or we haven't seen her latch onto anyone. Yes, there's Dorit, but she was on the other side of the van. Yeah. You've got Kyle next to Bose. They're not really talking. Kathy's on her iPad, huge mega iPad with all of her cushions. Then you've got Dorit, who's on her phone. Sutton next to her.
Mm.
Sutton's... What's her name? Jennifer.
Jennifer Tilly. I actually don't mind her.
I can't stand her.
I don't mind her.
I don't get Beverly Hills vibes from her at all.
I rate Jennifer at this stage because I like Jennifer's story and I love
that... What story?
Just her career and how she was married to the guy who created The Simpsons, which I think is pretty cool.
Okay.
And she's the voice of so many things. She's the voice of Cynthia from Monsters, Inc., the snake girl with all the heads.
Okay.
Mike Wazowski's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And also, did you watch Family Guy? I don't think you did.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Remember the pregnant lady? What was her name? Penny something? It was Joey, the one in the wheelchair, his wife.
Right.
Voices her, like heaps of different cartoony things. She's in Stuart Little.
That makes sense because her voice sounds like a cartoon. Yeah. Was she in The Simpsons as well? Probably.
No, so I was looking it up. She didn't voice any of The Simpsons. So I had to look up because I fucking love The Simpsons, but...
I haven't watched that in years.
She was married to the guy who created it, except he sold it, I think. Oh, now I need to get my facts straight. But anyway, they didn't realise how big The Simpsons was going to be. Mm. And I think he sold it in like 1991 or something.
And he's obviously still got rights to it or something.
Well, he's dead.
Royalties.
He's dead, but she's got royalties to it because she was married to him.
Did they divorce?
They divorced They did. They were together for 10 years and he died in 2015. So they've been split for a long time.
Okay.
But in the divorce, she got a piece of The Simpsons, not realizing how big that show was going to be. Guess how much that show is worth? I Googled it.
As in not her take, like just
no,
as a
whole?
No, the whole
show. How much money The Simpsons TV show has made?
$6 billion.
$14 billion. $14 billion. It is the longest running cartoon show of all time.
Is it still on?
Yes.
Like they're still making episodes? Yeah. Wow.
And
core memory.
Yeah. Because I was a huge Simpsons fan when I was a kid. I thought
6 o'clock every night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. On normal TV, like mum's cooking dinner and
stuff. The Neighbours was on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Big Brother.
Simple times. Take me back, honestly. But yeah, how crazy is that? $14 billion. Like, That is
insane.
So
should be mega rich.
Money.
I wonder how much she got out of it.
And that's what I was trying to find, but I couldn't because me and Brent were talking about it. But even if you had 5%, my God, you'd be so rich still off that alone.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like, what put her on the map is having a husband like that and then that immediate worth and then her, like, voiceovers and movies because she wouldn't be that rich if she was just her acting career.
No way.
Even when Erica was like, she's got money. Like, she's got lots of money.
But doesn't know what to do with it. Like, all of those pieces
Titanic
were
bag.
Fucking disgusting. Yeah. Like,
but Erica was like, that's a piece of art. And I'm like,
It's $33,000 for a leather Titanic bag.
Yeah.
Piece of art, whatever you want to call it.
Reminds me of that lady from, that just reminded me of, what's her name? 33,000.
Oh.
With the Sunnies.
Donna Wilkie.
But yeah.
25,000. Love, bring her back at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
Fucking hell. Anyway, I can't stand her. She does my head in. When I think they're all at Kathy's house, and then she just comes in screaming with that animated voice and her stupid Titanic bag.
Mm.
I was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, I would be, and you could tell Kyle's face like screeching.
Yeah.
I would be like, she would get under my skin. You can tell she's getting under Kyle's skin too.
Yeah, see, I love her so far. So I'm keen to see how that plays out as the series goes on.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on that. I think she's not going to really give anything. I don't think she's going to give drama. She's just going to give comedic relief.
Hey, okay, and that's okay with me because this season
is dry as hell
so far.
Yeah,
far.
It started off really strong with that first episode, but then everything from that, I was like, oh, there's not much going on here.
With Salt Lake. I swear, because Salt Lake's on the next night and it's so good. If you remove Salt Lake City completely, say it got completely axed and it wasn't on, I feel like I'd be a bit more engaged in the Beverly Hills because I don't have anything to really... I'm not that I'm comparing them, but I am enjoying Salt Lake so much more that when I watch Beverly Hills, I'm like, all right, like I'm just watching it because I have to watch
it. Yeah, like it's a chore.
I would still watch it, but I'm not as excited. I'm not as engaged because Salt Lake's just fire, 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 fire every single episode.
Dorit falling over 2 times in the sand.
Yeah.
Didn't watch that.
I must have been looking down at my phone at that point.
One thing I did notice is that Kyle and Garcelle were kind of getting a little bit softer towards another.
Yeah.
And do you
know
why?
I noticed that as well, actually.
I think that is. I think it's because Kyle and Dorit are at each other's throats. Garcelle hates Dorit with everything that she has. So I reckon she's going to try to buddy up with Kyle just to kind of really sever that friendship.
That just makes me laugh, and not that we're talking about Salt Lake yet, but that just makes me laugh about some of the things that happened in the Salt Lake episode.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get back into that whole theory, because that's what happened with some of the girls here. I don't know if I enjoyed Kyle saying a few words at Kathy's, thank you to my beautiful sister, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk.
She really
hashed out with Dorit right now in front of everyone. And I was like,
derailed it. Yeah.
I don't know about that. And that to me was like produced.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, just trying. I think the whole thing is very produced, though. Like, it feels like they're just going on a cast trip because they have to.
Yeah.
Or they're just going here because there's nothing else that they can really talk about. Yeah. Like, there's not actually a lot going on in their lives when you compare it to something like Salt Lake. Yeah. There's a lot going on where they don't need to consistently go to all of those trips, even though, yes, it's part of the franchise all the time. But I don't know. Yeah. Even at that dinner party, the argument with then Kyle and Dorit, I was like, oh, like we're kind of just going over the same thing again.
And it's over stupid as shit.
I did see a snippet, though, of how it continues. And it looks like Garcelle gets involved a little bit more. So she kind of has a jab at Dorit as well, which let's bring more people in. I don't want to just see those two fight. Like, I want to see a little bit more than what...
I want Camille in. When's Camille coming?
Yeah, bring it back, seriously.
I'm very much assuming that she'll be Team Kyle.
Yeah, she hates Dorit.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved when she was on the show and then she was like threatening to expose Dorit for how much they're in debt and how much they owe banks and stuff like that, or money to casino. I don't know.
I hope Camille comes back like old school messy Camille.
Yeah. I think she's always been messy.
Yeah. She's just been quiet. Like, the last time she's come back in as a friend, she's been quiet. But I want her to come back as, like, Denise Richards messy.
Yeah. Well, she only came back for that dinner party last season.
Yeah.
I reckon she's only...
Denise is a hot mess.
Yeah, and I only reckon she's going to come back in little bits like that. Like, I don't think she's a proper friend of. But bring her back because she was interesting. She was naturally just...
Just the old school.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Unfiltered.
Yeah.
There was something that Dorit said that confused the fuck out of me when they were arguing. She said to Kyle, I have never, nor would I ever, share something that you ever confided in me. Huh? I'd be so spun out. What does that mean?
Yeah. This reminds me of your drag name, Never Have I Ever.
Yeah. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, we didn't even get a glimpse of what next episode looks like.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't really... To be honest, I would like to see what happens because I don't know what I'm looking forward to.
Exactly. And they only ever do that usually if it's a huge episode and you've had like a huge...
Blowout
and they won't give you a preview for the next one. This one was nothing.
No.
To be honest, I did not take much away from this episode at all. I felt it was just a gap filler episode. They tried to make it, I guess, bigger than what it was by making Dorit and Kyle argue and Kathy's whole saga with the hats and the comedic element, but just flopped for me. I wasn't looking forward to it.
No. I'm going to continue to watch it. I'll always watch it until it dies, which I don't think will be too much longer until it does. But it was a little bit more of a chore to watch. I don't get that same feeling I used to get when I watched Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It's just not there anymore.
Agreed. Salt Lake City, on the other hand, though.
All right, I'm going to hand the ball over to you. I want you to drive this.
It's because I had no notes on Beverly Hills whatsoever. And I was like, yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
cool. didn't even watch it. Yeah.
Just like guessing the things you're going to say next.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Salt Lake. River episode. Great. Once again.
Great.
It's just like faultless. Yeah. I cannot fault it. Obviously the main stuff is Meredith's bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about bar mitzvahs and Jewish culture, but I will say I would rather die than have my own bar mitzvah and go have to sing in front of my friends the whole time.
Off key. Do you reckon they do that normally?
Probably.
What's because that? What's that mean?
Because her kids knew it, the songs and the tunes to sing to.
Okay, well, maybe they all sing at bar mitzvahs. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe you have to.
There's not a big Jewish culture here in Australia, is there?
Well, how do you know?
I don't know. You're singing the songs.
No, I have no idea. But I feel like you'd be bigger than what you think.
Okay.
I don't know. I did love Meredith when she is doing her speeches and whatnot, and she's rattling off all the religions and saying it doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Mormon, Christian, Catholic, gay or straight. I was like, oh, the two religions, gay and straight.
The two religions.
I was like, where did they come from?
Girl.
Like, you're talking religions here. Gay,
not sexualities. But okay. I love how she came in on that sleigh.
Oh my God.
That was so amazing. Also, how beautiful did that look? Like the snow, but the sun blaring down on them.
I would love to visit like Utah one day. I think it would be so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to do some spying on the Mormons.
Yeah. I want to go to Beauty Lab.
Yeah.
And I want to go to the car park.
Yes. Yes.
With the arrest.
Yes, with the arrest.
I need to see that. I want a photo there.
Maybe that's our first big holiday together.
That's our cast trip.
To Utah.
Yeah.
Imagine if we bumped into one of them.
What one do you reckon we'd bump into? Meili.
Oh, I wouldn't even recognise her.
Brittany.
Who would you want to bump into the most?
Salt Lake City.
If you were out in Utah and you were getting a photo with the Sprinter, where the Sprinter van was, who would be your... I'm going to say Lisa Barlow.
I'm going to say Lisa or Meredith. Yeah. But I don't think Meredith goes to Beauty Lab.
I agree, Lisa or Meredith, for myself as well. Mm. I would not want to see Mary because
she'd
be so mean and I'd ask for a photo and she wouldn't do it or something and I'd be so...
You smell like hospital.
I fear for her. Heather, I don't want to give her the satisfaction of wanting a photo.
She's already been gassed up quite.
And I should do my head in right now. Quite a lot. I wouldn't mind seeing Whitney, actually. She'd be cool to get a photo with, actually.
She'd be nice.
She would be really nice.
She would be really nice. I also think Bronwyn would be really nice.
Thoughts on Bronwyn this episode?
She has taken a weird turn.
I am starting to get the ick from her a little bit.
Did something where I was like, okay, no, I like you. But she was just... She showed a different kind of, I feel like, strategy with the women this episode. And that by, like, so at the start, she was obviously very chummy with Brittany and Meili. You can tell that she hates Brittany. And Brittany hates her, but Brittany, she had no one to go to.
Brittany was stoked when Bronwyn and her hanging out. And she goes, yay, we're friends.
And you can see in her face,
she was so happy. And she's like cuddling up to her.
But even in Bronwyn's face, she's like, fuck this bitch. Yeah. Like she hated her still, but she was pretending.
But even in the cutscenes, Brittany's like, yay, like, oh my gosh, I'm finally friends with Bronwyn. Oh my gosh, what are we going to talk about? So happy. And Bronwyn, I was like, oh, and Bron was like, oh, you know, who would have thought we would all be hanging out together? Because all the girls off her.
Yeah.
But then when they're just going off, like Bronwyn and Angie, and then Brittany comes in to really stick up for Bronwyn and really be, you know, the good friend that she is now. And Bronwyn straight away is just like, well, I'm going to tell you something. She said this about you. And Brittany's like, what?
But that, I think, was so clever because she immediately took the heat off of her and was like, no, you know what? I'm going to tell you exactly what she said about you.
It was messy.
But immediately Bronwyn was cleared from all of that drama.
But I still love Bronwyn, but watching that, I was like, oh, you are a snake in the grass, aren't you?
Yeah.
No one can trust her. No. And I'm a bit like, oh, like, what are your intentions? Hey, like, who are you after? Who do you like? What do you want out of
this? I just would have thought she would have stayed loyal to a few of them. So then she could at least have someone to latch onto. But at the moment, she's throwing out she's taking shots at all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm a bit, But I don't know who's...
The funny thing is the only one who would have... So Bronwyn normally, like if she had done that to Heather...
Yeah.
Heather would have brought her back into line and be like, I don't care what you said about her. Like, this is between you and me.
Yeah, yeah.
These women are so caught up in what someone has said about them. They immediately forgot.
Yeah, that literally. Yeah. And Bronwyn literally backed off into the shadows. See ya. Like, and
smart. And she knows how to handle that group.
I agree. We'll come back to Brittany because that is a whole other thing in itself.
Before we leave her.
I want to go back to the bar mitzvah.
Yeah. When she enters, though, I think she looked the best that she had ever looked.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
That I've seen her in this season. Yeah, I agree. But yeah,
let's... She was just glowing because she had a new friend.
Yeah. So yeah, happy. She was stoked.
So happy.
Poor thing.
I know exactly what you're going to say, but your favourite, most iconic moment from the bar mitzvah, what is it?
Mary rocking up late. I don't care if producers said go around that way and look through the windows. The shot of them doing the bar mitzvah, like the speech, the singing, and you see this shadow looking directly where they are, and all of them are like, oh my God.
I was howling.
Cackling.
It was the funniest shit, and it was just... Oh, I can't even... I don't even know how to describe it. It was one of the best top-tier Housewives moments. That'll be up in my top five Housewives
And especially,
moments.
She was in, like, this long, big black coat. It literally looked like the Grim Reaper, like, peeking through. It looked like Sims. When you're playing Sims, the Grim Reaper is going around.
I love Sims as well. Yes.
Going around the building.
Yeah.
About to come into the house to take one of the Sims' lives.
Yeah, and you can hear that...
Literally peeking through the window.
And staring directly out into the audience.
Yes.
And obviously it was that double wall. Like, she can't see in, but everyone can see out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, props to Mary for fucking coming. Mary is a good friend, I think.
I agree. However, you probably could have gathered yourself a little bit to come on time.
Oh, but when is she ever on time? She was 40 minutes late to the art gallery last episode. Like, it's Mary's world. Everyone's just living in it.
And you could see when she had walked in, Meredith kind of looked to the corner of her eye and could see her walking in.
And then she was like, excuse me. Not just sit on the fucking end, hey.
Literally,
hey,
stand at the back. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did that on purpose. But amazing. What an entrance.
That was...
What a way to pull focus.
I know. She's incredible. Just my fucking favourite this season. Another, I think, iconic... mention is the Meredith Marks kippers that the family was wearing. The two hats.
Yep.
Embroidered with Meredith Marks.
Except Seth wore the pink one.
Oh, yeah.
Fog. Like, I've had enough of you. Yeah, like, you're so annoying.
He is annoying. I think it was nice, though, that Meredith wore his...
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. Yeah. But I thought that was nice.
Yeah, that was very special.
And who knew that Meredith had an elder son?
Who's also quite attractive.
Yeah. And very private, she said. Yeah. Because what the hell? Never knew about that.
That is a very attractive family.
Yeah, I agree. The kids are gorgeous. Her daughter is stunning.
And then you've got Brooks. And then you've got that dark horse that's just...
Yeah, rocked
came
up.
In. Yeah.
Did you know that she had another one?
I feel like she mentioned something, but like maybe like season one.
Yeah.
But you never saw him. Like she just said that she had like three kids, like one's in New York and then never spoke about him again.
Because I've never even heard of him before. And when they were getting photos and then she said, that was... I can't remember what his name was. Something weird. I can't remember.
Reed.
Oh, not that weird.
I like that name.
Reed.
Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Skyrocketing back to
ping pong.
Party. I know we're ping ponging everywhere. The last time you'll give me creative control.
There's a structure.
Story of my life this week. ping pong. Anyway, we have to obviously now mention the creme de la creme of the episode is I didn't call Britney a slut, I called her hair slutty. That whole saga.
My favorite quote for this, I think I'm gonna call it the episode name, is high body count hair.
Yes. Yes. And you know what?
I'm
know
slutty. Exactly what your hair's giving slutty vibes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Also, not that offensive.
Yeah.
And
no.
You did say you were doing 10 guys or dating 10 guys.
But also, why is Angie getting so riled up as well? Because what Britney said isn't that bad either.
I know.
Now she was like, well, she's saying it, then she must be slutty as well.
They're just going tit for tat.
It's not that serious.
No.
And they are going nuts.
And then, Bronwyn dropped that bomb and
then
see
off she
ya.
Goes. And then she's so upset that her hair got called slutty. But storming off crying. Meredith's kids consoling her in the bathroom.
I know.
Hey,
they only did that because they had to.
Yeah.
They don't like her.
No. Because everything was about to be ruined. The whole bar mitzvah was going down the drain because... The girls are kicking off again because no one can keep a lid on it with this friendship group. And then she comes out and we've got Lisa consoling her. You know, don't worry about it. It's okay. You know, she just picks on one person and she'll just run with it and, you know, smiles and looks away. But you do need a kerosene treatment. but in all seriousness... Sort your fucking hair out, man.
I cannot.
So funny. And then classic old school Meredith comes out because she's over it. She's sick of it. And she...
I knew you were going to love this part.
Security!
She even said it the same way how she did.
Oh, my God. And she's stumbling on her words again. Something's happening because she's talking about how Angie's always criticizing. She's sick of Angie's criticizing people. But she's stumbling on criticizing, and I've quoted this because I played it back a few times.
It sounds like me talking.
Criticizes. She criticizes women. And I'm like, oh.
She's had a few shampers.
So criticizes and security. And then
it's like the E becomes silent in security.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But yeah, they were my absolute key highlights of the episode. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add that I have missed?
I don't think so. It was just a fantastic ep. Like, every episode is so entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
It's like they're aware of the camera, but they know how to work the camera.
Agreed.
They know what to say.
It
they know what
feel
to do. No, they don't need a lot of prompting to give us what we want.
Yeah.
They know exactly what we want.
And the thing we've been looking forward to the most is this big Lisa Barlow girls trip coming up.
I can't wait. I cannot.
Wait.
I want to see everything go down with the recording thing. Yep. I need to see what happens there.
I can't wait for Britney to just say that. Like,
yeah.
She just says, okay, I've got something I haven't told anyone. I put a recording device in your room. Who? Like, she's
psychotic.
Manic.
Psychotic.
She's psychotic. And I can't wait for it. Is this the one where they've all got the Lisa Barlow wigs on?
I don't know. I'm waiting for that.
I'm hoping.
The wigs are under the seat.
Are they still in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, my God. But, yeah, can't wait.
Great. Great episodes.
Great eps.
Oh, well, great ep.
Yeah, great episode.
All right. So, I don't think you've got a lot of rapid fires for me today.
I have no rapid fires.
I've got a few
you.
Different questions and whatnot, but I'm going to let you kick off your first little...
I have got just one question and it's not Housewives related at all.
Yeah, okay.
But the only reason why I wanted to ask you this is because I, the other night, Brandon and I were coming home from the shops and I really wanted a soft serve from Hungry Jack's. And I went and got one and they gave me the world's biggest soft serve. Like, they fucking stacked it. It was at least 10 centimetres long. But it got me thinking, eating and ordering a soft serve... especially when you're by yourself, is so fucking embarrassing.
Okay.
Like, do you find that? Would you buy a soft serve by yourself and you're sitting at the traffic light, stop, and you're licking your ice cream? How embarrassing is that?
That is embarrassing.
And you're by yourself.
But I wouldn't do it.
Oh, do you not like soft serves? Oh, no. You don't like ice cream?
No, I'm not a big ice cream guy.
Mm. But anyway.
But I can see how that would be very embarrassing.
Like, so embarrassing. Yeah. A full-grown adult enjoying their little ice cream by themselves in their car.
Childish.
Oh, so where's childish. The Happy Meal toy? So embarrassing. So it got me thinking, what other really, really low-key, so embarrassing things are there?
Okay, so I've got a few. The first one that came to mind is when I'm at work and my stomach starts rumbling.
Yeah.
But not like a small one, like one that sounds like, it's so loud it sounds like a fart.
And
I'm like, oh, these people probably think I need a shit.
Yeah. Or little do they know. Don't even hear it and you go, that was my stomach. Okay. Yeah, I feel that.
Or, like, and little do they know, I'm actually fucking starving.
I'm starving myself.
Yeah, I haven't eaten since 2 days ago.
Gotta be skinny for summer.
Or, and it's just so embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree. One from me, Shazamming in public.
Mm.
Shazamming a song.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a song that's a pretty well-known song.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, what is this?
And do you know, like, can they make that app a little bit more discreet?
Oh,
like
the
blue screen. Like,
like, so they may as well like have a fucking pulsating voice come out and saying like, this person's a dumbass. Yeah. How embarrassing, they don't know what this song is.
Or like, everyone hates a song, but you like it and you want to know what it is. And it's just embarrassing that you're Shazamming it. I've actually kind of hacked that a little bit though. Do you know how?
Yeah.
Apple Watch.
Oh, I've got Shazam.
I've got Shazam on my Apple Watch, and the good thing about it is you click it and then like you just put your hand away.
Yeah.
I think so. I haven't actually noticed this until I had done it recently.
Mm.
I haven't been bowling for like 10, 15 years, right?
Yeah.
And then randomly Jack and Beck were like, oh, let's go, we'll go have some drinks, go bowling. I thought nothing of it. I was like, oh yeah, cool, have fun. Yeah. And then getting your shoes.
Yeah. You know you don't have to wear the bowling shoes. You can just wear your normal shoes.
Well, that would have been good to know. Because I had to put these, God knows where they've been. Yeah, clown shoes. Yeah, clown shoes. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. They feel like tap shoes. Not only that, and that's when I started to think, oh, this isn't right.
Mm.
I then pick up the ball. And then you go to walk to the lane and I'm thinking, fuck, like, I'm about to throw the ball and watch it go down the lane.
Mm.
And then I'm going to have to watch it probably not hit many pins and then walk back like to the group. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
As soon as I started walking up to it, I was like, oh, I actually don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, humiliating.
Yeah. And like, to flip that as well, or when you do get like a really good shot, like a strike and no one hypes you and you walk back and you're like, yes, but to yourself.
Yeah.
And,
like, loser energy. Like, what the fuck? I'm not getting excited. I feel a little bit embarrassed if I even get more, if it's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm like, now I have to be humble about it.
Oh, I totally agree. Next one is just a very quick one. Mm. Buying toilet paper.
Yes. Everyone looks at you like, they need to take a big shit. They're on their way.
They do poos and wees.
They
like, disgusting.
Are blocked up and are about to go home.
And you're buying like the 24 pack because it's on special.
About to spray the bowl when they get home. It just takes any kind of like mysterious and curiosity out of you. It just immediately humbles
you. Humbles you because
I'm a disgusting pig. Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck my life.
Agreed. Back to you.
This is my last one. I didn't have many. Eating in a food court.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find a table in the food court. I'm looking around. Trying to find a table full of people.
Nah. And it's just something, like, it's always grotty food as well. Like, it's
on a tray.
Hideous food. And, like, I think I get so triggered by it because I would obviously work in retail and I'd go on my break and I'd go to the food court and I'd either take it to the back room or to my car.
Yeah. You still do that. You still eat in your car.
Yeah.
You would have hated what me and Brandon ate in the food court last week. Oh,
it's so embarrassing. It makes it even worse that it's in the middle as well. Yeah. It's like a zoo.
Yeah.
Like, everyone stares at you like wild animals.
We got roasted the day from the carvery and ate it in the food court.
That's rock bottom.
I know. That is so bad. It was just when we got back from Bali. Give me a break.
Oh, that's fucking fair.
I've got two more for you. Okay. Actually, three more, and I'll quickly run through them. First one is leaving a shop if you haven't bought anything and you try to act like you haven't stolen anything and you all kind of like, I don't know.
The hands are up.
The like, hands are up. But I'm like pondering, like thinking, looking around. Yeah. I just find it so cringe. Like I am just, my pockets are empty. I don't okay. know anything.
You might as in like, that. Nah, I don't get that because I okay. used to do it all the yeah. time.
Still.
Yeah, still do it all the time.
Next one is opening a present when someone's put everything in a gift bag instead of wrapping it, and you've got to put your hand in to take the things out, and you put your hand in one last time and there's nothing left in there.
That is embarrassing.
And then you have to like act like, oh, like it's fine. I'm happy with everything that's in there, but it looks like you're expecting something yeah, else and there's nothing left.
That
in there.
Is embarrassing. And you have to be like, I think even just opening presents in general is yeah. embarrassing. Yeah. I'm not very good at, like, even when I'm appreciative or love something, I still feel like, oh, I need to make this a big reaction, yeah. and I'm not good at that.
Yeah. And my last one is when you need to change the direction when you're walking. So, like, you're walking somewhere, say you're at the shops or something, and you have to turn around and walk because you realise you've gone to the wrong spot or you need to go somewhere else. I always, like, stop and, like, look at my phone and be like, oh, yep, yep, and, like, make it a thing.
Okay.
And turn around and walk the other direction.
I don't think much of that.
I do. I get so embarrassed by that.
But I am...
Because I feel like everyone's watching me like, oh, what an idiot. She just walked the wrong way.
Okay. I don't feel that way. I feel very... When I go to the shops, I'm organized and know exactly what I need.
Yeah. Fair enough. Anyway, there... And obviously, yes, the soft serve is what kicked all of that off. So
interesting. Good ones. Right. Good ones.
Thanks.
I've got two questions for you and then I've got a game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to do two Would You Rathers. Mm-hmm. So, for Beverly Hills, you can only bring back one housewife to be on the cast. Lisa Rinna or Lisa Vanderpump?
Rinna.
Yeah.
Easy. I don't care for Lisa Vanderpump.
No, I would bring back Rinna. I genuinely was interested in her life and, like, yeah. her story. Like,
I agree. However, I wouldn't want to bring back Rinna in this, like, cast.
Nah.
I just think... She's better than that.
Yeah. You know? This cast is shit.
But I would like for her to come down and humble Sutton a bit.
I'd love that. Mm. That would be great.
Yeah.
Another one, but Salt Lake version. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather bring back, Jen Shaw or Monica?
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. That is actually really hard.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since we've seen Jen.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's in jail.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be a while till we see her again as well.
Yeah, but they're both as messy as each other. Like,
they are.
They're both... Jen is aggressive, but Monica is... Monica reminds me a bit of Brandy Glanville. In that kind of personality, mm-hmm. the way she behaves on the show.
How she reacts.
Yeah. How she mimics people.
Yeah.
She's...
Yeah, actually, that's a good take.
Do you
good
know what? Bring me Monica.
Yeah.
I think.
I'd be happy with either. I think too. We've seen enough of Jen, though, and I reckon yeah. I'd like to see more of Monica.
Yeah. So. I think so, too. Monica, I liked the messiness of Monica, yeah. even though Jen's messy as well. But I think for right now, Monica would slot into this cast a lot better.
Yeah.
Jen would be too aggressive.
Yeah, right agree. Now. And imagine all the fucking jail tricks she's got up her sleeve. Yeah.
Or maybe she'll come back and she'll be like Luann got out of jail and she's like all like, you know,
poised.
Yeah.
Put back together.
Literally for like a week.
Yeah. And then unravel again.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I've got a game called Guess the Tagline.
Oh, fuck my life.
So okay. I'm going to give you clues though. So it's only between Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Beverly Hills. And Salt Lake City.
Three. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to do
right,
very good
ready?
At this. Yep.
I might look like a jet setter, but my feet are firmly on the ground.
Oh, that's Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
That's Melbourne. And that is... Oh, it's either... Is it either Lydia or Janet?
It is.
Okay. And I'm going to say it's Lydia.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
When life throws rocks, I melt them down into diamonds.
Beverly Hills?
No.
No. Okay. Oh gosh. This one I'm not too sure about. Salt Lake?
No.
Okay. Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Janet.
Yes. It was when, Janet was getting divorced in her first season.
Oh, and she melted her rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
As if she made that her whole tagline.
I know. Number three. Fashion is my language and I speak it fluently.
Dorit.
Correct. You've heard a lot about me, but it's only true when it comes from my lips.
Lisa Rinna.
Yes. This rose isn't scared to handle a little prick.
That's Melbourne.
No.
No? Oh, I was going to say, prick is such a...
yeah, like very Aussie. Aussie, yeah. Very Aussie. Yeah.
Is it Beverly Hills?
No.
Salt Lake, it's okay. Salt Lake. Whitney.
Correct.
Oh! Yeah.
Life isn't all diamonds and rosé, but it should be.
Is it Salt Lake?
No.
It's Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know this one. Oh, Lisa Vanderpump.
Correct.
Yes.
I was born and raised in Beverly Hills. This is my town.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like every tagline is like, in this town, in my town.
Like she is the Beverly queen of Hills. Beverly Hills
is my town. Yes. Like everything always resembles that.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. When you take cheap shots, always expect a hangover.
Oof. That's a good one.
Mm.
That's a good tagline. Salt Lake?
Correct.
Lisa?
Correct.
So
yes. Funny. I reckon you got most of those. There's only a couple that might have stumbled on, but
no way.
Well done. Great tagline.
I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Love that. That was fun.
It was. It was good.
That was fun.
Loved it. All right, well, let's go and enjoy this glorious weather.
Yeah. Have a, get some drinks.
Some drinks. God, a cocktail. I'd hate to see me coming today.
Oh,
yum, yum,
a
yum.
Cocktail from the Golden Grove Tavern. Can I have a, what's it called? A tutti frutti? What are they called?
Can I have a traffic light?
What are those cocktails called? The purple ones?
Yeah. Oh, Fruit Tingle?
Fruit Tingle.
Fruit Tangle. Because oh, copyright reason.
Can I have a jug of Fruit Tingle, please? Reminds me of the Alma. 18-year-old Alma days.
Can I get a mango slushy?
Yum.
Yeah, slushy strawberry would daiquiri. Go down a treat.
Strawberry daiquiris. I've been going to them lately, the frozen ones.
I can't wait.
All right.
All right. Thanks for joining me. Have a great week, and I'll see you the same time next week.
Sounds good.
Let's go send it. Uru.
Uru, bye-bye.